Hey, this is Kurt Isles coming to you from the Creek Bank, creekbankstories.net. We're glad you're with us today. Today I'm just going to be telling you a brand new story. In fact, I've just outlined it in my journal. This is a story that will be in my next short story book called I Love the Land. It will come out on November the 1st, 2025. And the story I'm going to read to you today, I had already written an outline of it. But those drones up in New Jersey made me hop it up. I think you'll enjoy it. I want to tell you before I tell it to you. As many times as I've told it and written it down, I still get tickled when I tell it. I think you'll enjoy it too. Well, you know, those drones up in New Jersey and Northeast have really got people's attention. In fact, I think our whole nation is kind of fixated on it. And it got me to thinking about something that happened in Dry Creek back in the 80s. Now, when this happened, it was long before drones or Google Earth or anything. And this company had a great idea of flying over Dry Creek in grids. I guess they still had early GPSs. They flew in grids and they took pictures of all the homes and homesteads and farmlands. Well, about 2 weeks later, the salesman with the Texas license plate starts showing up at people's homes. Goes up on her porch, introduces himself. He opens his briefcase and he pulls out an 8x12 glossy color picture taken from the airplane of your place. I'm going to tell you something. Dry Creek people could not resist it. Even at $20 a shot, my daddy bought one for my mama for Christmas and put it in a frame he gave to her. And I had one. We all had one in Dry Creek. It was just something. At that time, none of us had seen our homes from the air. We knew about it. We walked on the land. It was our land, love of our land. But we'd never seen it like that. And so it was just very much excitement in Dry Creek. Everybody got excited by it except one man. His name was Jesse Bushnell. Now, before I tell you about his encounter on the porch with the salesman, you got to know a little about Jesse. Jesse liked to be gruff. He liked to go around sometimes with a scowl on his face, wore faded blue jeans, usually only one strap button. And Jesse, he looked rough. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you some stories about him. There was a real good heart behind that gruffness. And Jesse was kind of person, kind of went his own way. He worked as an iron worker in Lake Charles at the refineries where his family all worked. And just kind of had his own way of living. Well, our salesman is making his way around the community with those photos, and he stops at Jesse Bushnell's. He comes up on the porch, and of course, the fact he's got a Texas front plate license on him, and he's dressed different, Jesse's suspicion was already up. And the guy opens a briefcase, and he proudly pulls out a picture of Jesse's home place, taken from 2,000 feet up. Jesse Bushnell takes it, studies it, looks at it, looks around, finally looks at the guy and said, "Who gave you permission to fly over my house?" And the salesman said, "Well, sir, no. Who gave you permission to fly over my house and take pictures?" And so the salesman kind of was back on his heels and he's trying to explain it. And Jesse Bushnell said, "Well, fella, I want to make one thing clear to you. I own this land and this air as far up as my 30-30 will shoot. And as far as I know, I own it down all the way to China. And I don't want you flying over my house anymore taking pictures." By then, the Texas salesman was getting back in his car going somewhere else. It's always been my favorite stories about Jesse. I taught all of Jesse's kids. They were from my favorite students I ever taught. They were bright, fun to be with. They loved science, outdoors, and nature. And you know, the thing I noticed about Jesse, he came across as gruff. But anytime there was a house fire, or a tree fell on someone's roof during a storm, or some old widow woman's pipes burst during an ice storm, or whatever the problem was, you know who the first person that showed up? Is always Jesse Bushnell. He was quiet about doing it. He just got there and did his job, helped out, went on his way. It's what I call the Dry Creek Way. But the Dry Creek Way was not for him by anybody flooding under his house because he felt ownership on that land. I think that's why this story is going to go so well in my book, A Love of the Land. It may seem like an unusual way to show you love the land, but we Piney Woods people, we love our land. And Jesse loved his wide and high and deep. In fact, as deep as all the way to China. I hope you've enjoyed that story. And it's on our blog. Eventually, you'll see it in a book. We're just glad you're with us today. We're going to be doing some shorter blogs during the week. And we'll see you soon. And back in the red rocking chairs, as always, we'll leave the screen door unlatched just for you.